Good afternoon. My blog for today is Surviving for 3 Days, Part 3. Because each of us are individuals with our own personal needs, I feel it better to pack your own. That way you have the medication you're used to, you have your own food items that you like, and you can use an old shirt and a 3 or 4 litre bottle to pack everything into as well. Very easily made, and I can show you how to do it myself, and I'm very practical when it comes to these types of things. The only thing about an old shirt I can see is that it's not showerproof. And in saying that, there are sprays that can help in this area if you want to give yourself some extra protection in that way. Otherwise, a waterproof poncho will help every time, as that will go over your old shirt that's on your back anyway. When you have a big family with several children, the costs of assembling a pack for each one probably would make you want to sit down and cry. Therefore, be as practical as you can be and do things that suit your budget when and where you can. I should add here, do not rely on anyone else. If and when something does happen, everyone will be too busy doing their own thing and you might not feature in their thoughts until well after the event. The same with emergency centres set up in your area. There may not be room for you and your family by the time you get there. So have a contingency plan to begin with. We here in New Zealand are so blasé about things, we think it's never going to happen to us. But you do not know. With powerful nations threatening to push red buttons to release huge bombs that will definitely affect our atmosphere, we have to be looking out for ourselves and those we love, as well as those who are entrusted to our care. The survival of the fittest and the most prepared will become the norm of the day. Do not be like the 5 foolish virgins in the Bible who thought they could borrow from their friends when they ran out. And what did the friends say back to them? No, we can't share with you, as we may not then have enough for ourselves. I only stress, do it. There is no time to be wasted. You have to be contributing to your packs every single pay packet. They will mean the difference between surviving for 3 days away from the safety of your home or not. If you're worrying about costs, then remember there is nothing cheap about survival, just as there is nothing cheap about living at home either. You do the weekly shopping and you'll soon see what I mean. It's all up to you. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.